We've actually seen movement this week, and you're right. We've been focused on this eventuality for a long, long time, and I've told folks over and over that I want to get the bill done, signed by the president, in place before the current one expires. And having the House vote next week on our version, and then having Pat get his out of committee yesterday was a big deal for him and his guys. And then he's talking about having his bill on the Senate floor the last week of June. So if we got both versions done by the end of June, then that would give us July and August to work out the differences between the two. And we've always known that the path through this process was a conference committee that would blend the two bills together, get to a point where they could both pass each House, and then send that to the president.
That's the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Mike Conaway, talking about the path forward for the House Ag Committee's Farm Bill, which did not pass the House originally, but gets a second chance and could meet up with the Senate Farm Bill.
That looks certainly doable before the end of September, and that's my mission, is to get that done. And we've made a breakthrough in the immigration impasse that we've had here in the House that took the Farm Bill hostage. That looks like we've had a breakthrough in that. That will get resolved next week with the votes that folks wanted, and then we'll trigger the motion to reconsider the H.R. 2, which means that the Speaker preserved that opportunity last when he switched his yes vote to a no vote. That preserved the opportunity for him to bring it up. That will come up immediately following the immigration votes next week. I believe we've got the votes to pass it, and then that sets us up to work with Pat once he gets his deal across the Senate floor. So actual movement, and the light at the end of the tunnel got brighter, and it's not because the train running at us is closer. It's because we're seeing the opening at the other end of the tunnel.
But it was all tied back to immigration and immigration reform. So where does that lead us?
Unfortunate thing about the negotiations was that they jettisoned the guest worker program and the visa e-verify program. Now, as a part of all that, we got a hard commitment out of leadership that before the July break, we will have a ag worker program, e-verify, and H-2B visa fix bill that will be up for a vote before we break in August. So that's a promise delayed, or an expectation delayed, because I'd wanted the Goodlatte McCall bill to be to have the guest worker program in it. I've been working extensively with Bob to try to get that as good as we can get it for production agriculture. But it looks like that'll now happen in July. So good stuff there. But the broader issues, border security, the visa lottery, chain migration, Dreamers or DACA's kids, all of that really needs to be dealt with. And Goodlatte McCall bill does that. And then the group that's led by Jeff Denham and Raul Labrador and Carlos Cabela, they've come up with a version of how they want to fix DACA that also blends in border security. It also has 10 or 12 points that the Department of Public Safety or Homeland Security has asked to help them better secure the border administratively, and that it addresses this asylum issue, in which just you say the magic word and you get asylum, dealing with that and some other things that they've suggested would be good to do. So there'll be two different bills, and we'll see how they come together. Language is on the compromise bill is to be posted soon, so that we could vote on a rule on that next Tuesday, and then have the votes on Thursday for both those immigration bills. So forward momentum there that looks really good.
That's the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Mike Conaway. From Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.